And because we are curved in on ourselves, because we are always seeking ourselves, even when we seek God, we're really seeking God for ourselves, then everything that God does that's good becomes evil for us. Let me read to you from the lectures, and we'll get a good dose of what's going on in Luther's thinking in 1516. This is before he becomes a reformer, before he publishes anything. This is, I think, before he discovered the gospel, and I'll talk about why. But, well, maybe you'll hear it as you hear. Here's Luther, lecturing in 1516. "For even though God created everything good and very good," this is what Genesis says, "yet these things are not good for us. And even if there were no things that were in any way evil, yet everything is evil for us because we have sin in our hearts. So it is necessary to flee the good things and take on evil things. And we must do this not only with our voice and with a deceitful heart," you know, saying it without really meaning it, "but with our whole mind we must confess and wish that we might be damned and destroyed." And he means that. You're supposed to wish to be damned. This is at the heart of his spirituality. Let's read on. "For we must act toward ourselves the same way that a man does who hates another man. For he does not hate him in imagination, but sincerely desires to destroy and kill and damn the person whom he hates. Therefore, if we so sincerely want to destroy ourselves that we offer ourselves to hell for the sake of God and his righteousness, we've already made satisfaction to his righteousness, and he will be merciful and free us." We're going to have to unpack this statement. Luther is saying that if you hate yourself enough, God will save you. Right? That's how you hate. That's how you save yourself. Salvation by self-hatred. Many scholars have called this Luther's early theology of humiliation. I think it's just masochistic and horrifying. There are some scholars who actually like this stuff. I don't understand why. It's this desire to be unselfish, sort of cranked up to such a level that you shouldn't even want anything good, which I think is crazy. If you're so unselfish that you don't want anything good, then you're insane, and you can't make any sane decision in your life. So why did he get to this point of thinking that the way to please God is to hate yourself, to indeed sincerely desire to be damned? That's the spiritual achievement that young Luther is trying to get to in 1516. That's the pinnacle of spiritual maturity. Why in the world would he think this? Well, let's think about this search for grace in the Augustinian paradigm and how it might go wrong when it's combined with the late medieval penitential ethic of confession and probing your conscience. Okay, so we go to Augustine again in a treatise on the spirit and the letter, he writes, which is very extremely influential on Luther. And the grace of God is what inwardly turns the human heart from a mere outward obedience to God out of fear to an inward obedience out of love. Instead of just being afraid of God and doing what we're told because we're afraid of hell, we love God for his own sake. Grace causes us to delight in God. We seek this grace by prayer. Right? In faith, we pray for more and more grace. Well, in the later Middle Ages, this prayer involved lots of penance, confession, accusing yourself of being a terrible sinner. Penitential works come along with prayer as a way of seeking grace. You seek a state of grace by confessing what a sinner you are so that God will forgive you and give you grace. So penitential works come alongside this prayer for grace in Augustine and become a way of seeking grace. So what you're doing is you're seeking grace by works. And this becomes the key to what Luther rejects in late medieval Catholicism. Trying to do good works, penitential works, in order to seek grace. As if good works came before the gift of grace, which is not how Augustine thought about it, but it was how some late medieval theologians thought about it. And Luther used Augustine against them. Here's how the late medieval theology in which Luther was trained does this. What you're supposed to do is, by prayer and penitence and fasting and going to the confessional and accusing yourself, you are supposed to elicit an act of loving God above all things by your own natural powers. It's a technical term from the Middle Ages. That is, you're supposed to just sort of, by sheer force of will, make yourself love God more than anything else. You have to do the best you can. You have to do what is in you to love God above everything else. Even without grace, you can do the best you can. You can fight as hard as you can to love God. And then, these medieval theologians said, late medieval theologians, God won't deny grace to someone who is doing the best that is in him. And then God will give you grace